Hyundai updated their Kona range early 2021 and included the N-Line in two versions, the top one, the premium, we're talking about today. The key feature in the N-Line is the 146-kilowatt 1.6-litre turbo-petrol engine, teamed with a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission and all-wheel drive. It has a sports-tuned chassis featuring a multi-link rear suspension. It's surprisingly nimble around town and good for a long trip away for a weekend or a day through the mountains. I found myself wanting to go for a drive simply because it was fun. The dual-clutch transmission is a little jerky around town and not a favourite of mine. The ride is sporty, balanced and with a degree of compliance. Some of our goat tracks we call roads in Sydney, the Kona provided a comfortable ride. As you would expect, it's also jammed with the same level of comfort and safety features as the Highlander, and on these cold days, the heated front seats are a bonus. There's a bit of competition in the smaller sporty segment, the Kona is well positioned to grab its fair share. The Kona N-Line Premium is priced from around $42,500 plus the usual costs. I'm Rob Fraser.
For more from the new car world, visit anyauto.com.au today. At anyauto.com.au, you'll find a review of one of the latest new cars to come to the Australian market, the Toyota Yaris Cross. And with Australians seemingly in love with dual cab utes, at anyauto.com.au, you can check out reviews and details on the all-new Nissan Navara and all-new Mazda BT50, as well as the big-selling Toyota Hilux Rogue. All those reviews and so much more, anyauto.com.au.